another 5-Minute Mystery.
Chip.
Morning, Deputy.
Ted just called in and said he'd be late. Springfield bus from Cleveland broke down just outside of Cleveland and won't be in till 11 o'clock.
Well, I guess you and I can handle what little business we get here in Springville until then. Oh, Sheriff's Office. Speaking. James Coburn shot? Be right there.
Sheriff, the bullet entered his right temple just over the eye, passing through the head and made its exit from the back of the neck.
I knew this would happen to James.
You knew this would happen, Miss Alice?
Yes. You see, Sheriff, some man in Cleveland had attempted to blackmail James because of an earlier romance, and James had threatened to turn the blackmailer over to the police. Because of that, his life was threatened. I had him come here to Springville to hide out for a while.
Deputy, have any strange men been reported in town the last few days, or have you seen any suspicious characters that might have been trying to locate James Coburn?
Oh, haven't heard of a soul, except some bum that must have dropped off a freight. A short, swarthy-looking guy.
That sounds just like the Cleveland man. James described him to me one day.
Don't recall anyone saying he had inquired about Coburn.
James always seemed like a pretty upright man to me.
Oh, James was a very quiet man, Sheriff. He was just unfortunate enough to have been tied up with this affair in his youth. And then this gangster had to try a shakedown on him and ruin all our happiness. We were to be married. We were going to be married tomorrow and go to Cincinnati to live. James had a job offered him there.
I'm sorry. This has been a shock to you, then.
Yes, it has, Sheriff. James had written me last week. He asked me to come on the 8:30 bus today. Then we were going on to Cincinnati this afternoon. Oh, I was so happy. I packed all my things and left Cleveland on the bus early this morning. I rushed right out here only to find him dead. Oh, if only he'd gone to Cincinnati months ago as I begged him.
It would have been just the same, Miss Alice.
Well, it couldn't have been. He'd have been safe there.
No. No, you'd have tracked him there and murdered him, just like you did here.
Do you know why the sheriff accused Alice of murdering James Coburn? In just a moment, we shall find out. But first... solution to our mystery.
Alice, James Coburn was shot by someone facing him as he sat in the chair. Obviously, someone from whom he didn't fear violence, therefore not a man. You were the blackmailer, if anyone was, Alice. He probably laughed at your threat today, went back to reading, and you shot him. You said that you arrived this morning at 8:30 on the bus from Cleveland. You couldn't have. That bus broke down, and one of my own deputies is still stranded outside of Cleveland on that bus. Come along.